This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The CBS News Special Report. I'm Jesse Mitchell in New York. The U.S. government is now officially shut down, partially.
Excel spreadsheet to be able to follow their demands. Their demands to keep government open. You stack them here, you could stand on them and paint the ceiling. And that's not much of an exaggeration.
Pretty damaging. I mean, it's not yet because it's early, but it gets a little bit worse as it goes along.
And suggesting irreversible cuts to programs and services important.
Now, tomorrow, the Democrat leaders are going to join for a big party out on the National Mall. They're going to descend on our Capitol for their much-anticipated so-called No Kings rally. We refer to it by its more accurate description, the Hate America rally. Okay.
So I got a new camera, and now it looks like I have jaundice. I'm sorry, but I'm trying my best here. Hopefully the audio and everything works out, and you're going to have to deal with my jaundiced face. But look, welcome back to This with Krish, where I like to talk about faith, family, freedom, culture. And today I'm talking about the chaos of modern America. Now, as of tomorrow, which is Monday, October 20th, we are entering into week 3, day 20 of the government shutdown. And as of right now, there are thousands and thousands of federal workers that are furloughed, right? Others that are kind of working without pay, you've heard about those guys. And some have actually been laid off, right? Or some of them are getting ready to be laid off. Also, I hope you know there's a government shutdown. If not, breaking news. Okay. But while families are struggling, right, the political circus, it just keeps rolling and rolling, right? There's now protests and distractions and busloads of No Kings demonstrators popping up in towns and cities all across America. So today I'm unpacking the shutdown, the protests, what's really happening behind the scenes, right? Including talking about the rise of one particular person within the administration who's quietly reshaping government from the inside out. Okay. Yeah, I don't always like to talk about politics, but when I do, I do. I sound like that one Dos Equis commercial. Anyway, listen, the government officially shut down, and these are just the facts, right? The government shut down on October 1st at 12:01 a.m. We're officially entering into week 3, again, day 20, like I formally stated. Roughly 900,000 federal employees are furloughed. Another 700,000 are working without pay. Major agencies like the IRS, CDC, HHS, amongst many others, have seen some major furloughs. Those would be the biggest ones. While essential departments across the government are running skeleton crews. Now, the White House promises retroactive pay, right? Once funding resumes. But there's a lot of confusion over when and if those checks will ever come, right? While workers wait, partisan theatrics are really stealing the spotlight, okay? And one in particular, No Kings. Now, this weekend, our little suburb here in North Dallas got a front row seat to the nonsense. And I call it nonsense, and I'll break it down a little further. So every Saturday morning, we like to run out and grab groceries. It's either at Costco or Kroger, okay? And so we, you know, drive down the street, and we get to Kroger. And there's literally no parking, not because Kroger was packed. It's because there was a No Kings protest on the street, and they used that Kroger parking lot, held it hostage for their parking, for their buses and rental cars and people with signs flooding all the intersections. I looked around, and I thought to myself, well, where did these people even come from? Because I could tell maybe that they weren't locals, okay? I could tell because there were so many out-of-state license plates on these cars. You could tell some of them were rentals. Buses, like the little small buses, were idling in the parking lot. The whole thing felt imported. All right, I'm sure there were some or a lot of locals, but I don't think so. I would guess, if I had to guess, which I don't have to, 75% of them weren't local. Okay, the No Kings protests are branded as kind of a stand against the government, against actually more the conservative government. But the timing is truly suspicious, right? According to multiple reports, the demonstrations are linked to progressive donor networks and nonprofits funded by George Soros, the billionaire, and his Open Society foundations. Now, while he's not one of my favorites, but Senator Ted Cruz, along with several others, have already called for investigations, right? Claiming that the coordination and financing behind these events might cross legal lines. That in itself is a distraction from the government shutdown, okay? Both of those, the No Kings protests and now like these investigations. Look, whether it's technically illegal or not, it's certainly strategic. Right, these protests are serving as a diversion, drawing public attention away from the Democratic resistance to passing a clean funding bill, right, to reopen the government. And now, while they chant slogans about freedom and families and, you know, what have you, real families are sitting at kitchen tables wondering how to pay their rent and their mortgage because their government paycheck never arrived. And that's a problem, okay? Let's pivot to the other side of this this equation, right? The inside game is what I'm calling that. It's, I think I told you guys a little bit earlier, there are disruptors within the administration, right? There is a name that many of you have not heard, or maybe you have heard and pretend like you haven't, so this is all a surprise. But I guarantee, if you haven't heard of this person, you'll be hearing a great deal about someone named Russ Vought. I think I'm saying his last name right. And he's a different beast, right? Russ, let's just call him Russ because I'm obviously having trouble saying his last name. Is it Voigt? Is it Vought? I don't know. He is the head of the White House, White House's Office of Management and Budget, okay, so for short, OMB, because that's also a mouthful. Anyway, he has quietly become one of the most powerful figures in Washington, right? How and what's his mission? Well, Russ is in charge of slashing the size of the federal bureaucracy, okay, and to reshape it to align with the administration's priorities. Sort of doge, but not, okay? Now, he's assembled a team known for precision, ideological discipline, and almost a surgical focus on dismantling what many of us, including myself, call the deep state, okay? And I plan to do like a full breakdown of what the deep state is, in a mini-series in the next few weeks, okay? Anyway. Under Russ's direction, OMB has reportedly been coordinating layoffs, right? Reevaluating department structures and forcing agencies to justify every position, every dollar, and every role. Sounds pretty sensible to me, right? If you're running a business, I mean, that's probably what you ought to be doing. treating the government like like it's a business and a profit loss statement, right? Now, to his critics, typically on the left, he's gutting the government. But to supporters on the right, including myself, he's finally draining that swamp, okay? Now, whether you agree or disagree with his approach, right, Russ represents something we haven't seen in the government in decades, right? A reformer who's not afraid to burn it down and rebuild it smaller so it works better. Right? A lot of companies do that. Restructuring is called. Now, while the No Kings crowd marched with signs that were likely paid by George Soros, by the way, Russ and his team are quietly pulling levers that will have a far greater impact on how our government runs long after the protests fade and the cameras leave, okay? Democrats continue to insist that no spending bill will pass without social policy riders, meaning no paychecks, right? Until they get what they want. And that's just not cool, okay? Because like I said earlier, families are sitting there waiting to figure out how to pay their bills. Meanwhile, you know, left organizations are bankrolling protest movements that conveniently dominate media coverage, which in turn keeps eyes off the legislative failure and that the government is still shut down. The irony in all of this is that the side claiming to fight for working Americans is the same one keeping working Americans unpaid. I'm going to have to highlight this contradiction here because, you know, the activists out there that I saw today with these, you know, these pre-printed signs and these buses and screaming justice while blue-collar federal workers are getting ready to, if they haven't already, started getting in line at these unemployment offices, right? The idea was that the conservatives really want meaning the White House, is to pass a clean continuing resolution. All right. And I would urge the government to reopen, pay workers, debate policy after the Americans are taken care of. You know, we should all demand transparency in nonprofit funding, right? If out-of-state groups are funding protests to pressure Congress, the public deserves to know who's paying for it, right? I.e. the Ted Cruz statement about the investigations. But acknowledging that reforming the government is necessary, right? And that budget. But not at the expense of everyday families, right? His long-term restructuring is valuable, but short-term chaos, man, that really still hurts people. And for families, faith and communities, focus on discernment. You know, don't get distracted by all this noise. You know, I was watching a lot of football yesterday, and it's like every time they would cut to a break or an update from the news or whatever, they were like, oh, you know, there's 10,000 people, you know, downtown Dallas or in New York or Portland is pepper spraying people or whatever. It's crazy. So here we are, right? Week 3, day 20 of a shutdown that's hurting working Americans. You've got protests funded by billionaires, bureaucrats getting pink slips. And inside the White House, Russ Voigt, the quiet reformer, he's reshaping Washington brick by brick by brick. You've got to ask yourself, who's really working for the people? I don't know. I mean, who's actually working for the people and who's performing for those cameras, right? I want to get more, you know, deeper into this. There's so much to unpack. And again, I do want to do a piece on the deep state. I'm very much a believer of that there is a deep state, and you know, we'll unpack that together. If this hit home with you, share it with someone. Let's keep faith, family, and facts at the center, not the noise. Stay wise, stay faithful, stay free. And as always, I love y'all. And I gotta mention, I don't understand. I'm right-handed, and I still don't understand why the handle is always on the left. Because then I just start spilling coffee all over myself. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that. But yeah, I do love you guys. Thank you for joining.